Get him in here. Where is he? Bob Saget.
Don't want to wait anymore.
Can't wait for him to get in here.
Oh, my
there
God.
There he is.
He looks just like he does on TV.
Same as you do outside on the poster.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Bob?
Wow.
See you.
Look at this.
The old familiar term. Sorry.
That's all right.
The place I used to be in, I used to haunt these hills.
Yeah?
In this building, but you guys were in junior high. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Bob, for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
You're going to be performing at Club Nokia this Friday.
Right. Pretty venue. Very, very nice. You've been there before?
It is nice. We have been there. ClubNokia.com for tickets. And you got a new book. It's not out yet. You can get a pre-order on Amazon.com. Dirty Daddy, The Chronicles of a Family Man Turned Filthy Comedian.
I'll be reading it responsively throughout the audience.
I'm so excited about this because I love memoirs, and right now I'm having Rob Lowe is reading his book to me.
I bet that's great.
He's had no idea, fascinating life, like the situations that he got himself in, and I just got that randomly. I was looking for something, and it's really good.
Well, he talks about the videotaping of the sex, the first sex tape is Rob Lowe, right?
I don't think I'm there yet.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But yeah,
I didn't even have any, so I invented it. I shot some so I could talk about it.
I will be getting...
So how many discs is his? I said disc. It's discs, right?
I downloaded it off iTunes, but it's many, many, many hours of him. Of
yeah,
him
I recorded
reading.
Mine too. It's like 5 hours of 5 days of
Just
recording.
Sitting and talking.
Yeah,
but you do admit in the book that you slept with John Stamos.
Yeah, because I was passed out, and he took off my shoes and he cut up my meat for me, and mistake. That doesn't sound right. Sounds like he mutilated me, and he fed me. We went to an Elvis impersonator. It was pretty awkward because he loved Elvis. You know, it was his whole thing.
Yeah. Uncle Jesse,
Greek yogurt, and tank tops, and Kokomo.
My God, seriously. You guys are still hilarious
we're
together.
We're like sisters together. We love each other.
You guys
literally are just like Dave, John, and I are like just a couple of...
And you just did the Super Bowl commercial together.
Yeah, we did. We did another one, too. And the one that they ran with the most was he got a spot on his knee. And then I volunteered to clean it off. So that's about as fruity pebbles as you can get. But he's a sweetheart. He's a good guy.
Looking at your career, obviously the Dirty Daddy, the Chronicles of a Family Man Turned Filthy Comedian. Yeah, I mean, as far as being on television shows that were super duper family oriented,
right?
And then seeing your stand up and people being incredibly, I guess, shocked.
You
by
remember
what
seeing
Bob
it
Saget.
For the first time?
Yeah,
they never took anybody out. Like on, you know, they never brought hazmat in. Or, you know, there was no yellow crime scene tape. But yeah, I did stand up before I did that show. So yeah. I was in a Richard Pryor movie before I did, and I was dropping, you know, the bombs of the F, things you can't say.
Uh-huh.
But can't say that, can you? Can I say what I just said?
The bombs of F? I like that.
Okay, that's good. That's like the Ides of March.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Right. As long as the button doesn't get hit, I'm happy. But yeah, it's interesting that some people would get shocked at my shows, but not anymore. That's the advantage of good 25 years passing.
But when you were doing the shows, did you ever go out and do stand-up while you were shooting the
other? I did.
They let you do that.
They released me.
Really?
They had no choice because you're free speech. It's not like...
Well, it's
you
like, oh my God, Danny Tan... Oh. The thing, he was dropping the bombs
like
of
in the, like in the contract they say you're representing us even if you leave the building.
Oh, I don't think there's anything that exists like that.
Really?
Oh, wow. Well, like we signed the wrong
like,
thing around
what the
here.
Hell?
I'm like,
yeah,
I can't
do allowed it. To, you're not allowed.
Certain
well,
things,
you
we got to get permission.
You couldn't go on a talk show and just talk like you talk.
Oh.
You get everything out here, though. I've been
that
listening to
true.
You guys. You,
you know,
you
4 hours every day, you're like, what is left for me to say?
No, you're talking about sexual stuff. You're talking about, I mean, I heard you say the difference between two fingers and three. I mean, if I'm hearing that, I'm not dirtier than that, you know, so I don't think there's a problem.
Yeah, at 7 in the morning, if you're hearing that, I mean.
You got a good marriage if you're hearing that at 7 in the morning.
Hey-o.
Unless you're in the car alone, because that's what, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that either. You can't be using just one hand to drive. That's the other problem. So you kind of
well, you can work your knee in there too. That does help steer.
Just keep one finger free on one hand. You know, you can't hail a cab if you're doing that. And if you do, it's gonna be funky. But
that might be an Uber ride.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want to see us at the corner, just like using ourselves.
How much is your stand-up part of the book?
Or
completely?
Oh, sorry.
Completely. Yeah. How much is an actual ticket for this? No. I mean, as far as like the book's coming out,
I take Groupon.
Yeah. Living Social.
The book is all. Everything in the book is honest. So, what the book actually was designed to be a book about. It's called the Dirty Daddy, but then the byline is the Chronicles of a Family Man Turned Filthy Comedian. And the turn was always kind of there because I was kind of raised to be funny. because we had a lot of death. So it was a lot, it's a lot about how comedy got us through the hard times. I had an uncle die every year. I've lost, my parents lost four children. So save your laughs till the end, please.
Yeah,
but, it was really, you know, it was really, you know, the competition for who's had a worse life, you know.
Right.
And so my parents had it rough. So my dad was really funny. So the humor just went nuts because nutty stuff happened. So I'm a morphed creature. So the book is about a lot of good experiences with a lot of comedians that I loved that I was kind of, you know, raised by, I guess. I came out here years ago. That was 1978 at the Comedy Store in the Improv.
But here's what amazes me, Bob, when people write books and they'll go, you know, because we've done some good stuff, but I couldn't tell you what day of the week it is when they go, it was a Tuesday, March 22nd, 1984. When
yeah, we went, I don't know.
And
that.
It's like, how, unless you're planning they from the time you're 17 to write a book when you're 50.
Right. Or unless you know the date you were arrested, then you can just Google that.
But like the random days, like, oh, it was a Tuesday and, you know, it, on March 24th, I'm like, how do you know that? So you don't have that in your book. You're like,
oh, no,
this happened.
I don't have
I don't
that
know
in my
when.
Life. I can't figure out where, I don't know where my locker is.
Everybody writes a memoir. I'm always amazed. Like, how the hell are you?
It goes off. It has memoirs chapters like about my sisters or the birth of one of my children where her mom almost passed away. And it has but there's humor throughout those difficult moments. And then there's a chapter called Things I'd Rather Not Talk About, Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Relationships I'd rather not talk about. And mm-hmm. I don't name names. It's not one of those kind of books. So I don't.
You're not like talking about celebrities you've had sex with.
No.
Besides John Stamos.
No, I'm looking for more. But I would amend the book with color forms and stuff. I would do anything.
Do you get a lot of hate mail?
No. No, I don't do hate anymore either. If anything is negative, I just don't have it in my life. I just can't. Just, you know, I got a few kids that I know about. And I got. I just don't. I used to get a lot of hate mail. I used to get.
You did?
Because, well, I was. If you're on. And you get it. I just don't let anybody show
Nick,
it to
I don't
me.
See
I'll,
it.
I'll block people. And I'll be a little.
Because you feel like it poisons you. You're like, I don't need that in my head.
I just don't even want to think about anything negative. I just
well, thing is, it's like I understand that sense of humor where it's like if you have a lot of dark things happen and you learn to laugh at things, and then
right.
a lot of people don't understand the ability to laugh at something. Or be able to turn something horrible
no, it's painful
into something
for some
funny.
People. And then mm-hmm. some things I don't do the heinous joke because heinous contains the word anus, and I don't want to offend anyone. The problem with me is I don't know when I'm going to say something like that, which is no big deal. It's just I'm not going to get you. We're not going to have to go to dead air or anything. I can do that just by talking.
Me too.
No, I'm not worried about that. But it's like because we're pretty honest on this show. I mean, I'd like to think, and we try to look at the lighter side of every situation. So, and then people laugh, and then there's that one person who finally gets the spotlight pointed at them and something they're sensitive about, and all of a sudden they're up in arms. It's like
yeah,
we were
right.
laughing at the last thing that was hilarious, and it wasn't about you. So relax.
And it depends on what the seriousness is. You find out too. I get real sensitive. We all do. I mean, sometimes you have a bad hair day, or you got a zit, or
yeah.
You dog died, something major.
Mm-hmm. Like, even how you just said that to probably those missing kids that are getting Amber Alerted, she only retweets the cute kids because they're probably the only ones that are missed.
Right.
There's somebody
no
out there
one,
who's probably upset with her right
somebody
now.
Somebody would
that's
be upset
funny.
At that, probably.
That's funny.
But there's nothing, you know.
Because in my heart, you know I'm joking.
And that's
but
what,
some
but
people,
that's
what comedy
that.
Is. There's a lot of flight humor right now that people are doing.
Because, right.
you know, there's a, I don't know if you heard, but there's a missing
right.
plane.
What? How can you laugh at that? There are people on there whose families are missing.
Well, there's a very good shot that they're all fine and they just don't want to see anybody again. They just
they're all on some island. Like, this is amazing.
It is
what
the
if you're in
midair
and you go, I don't like my family. Do you? No, I got to get out of this relationship. And then they all make a decision, and the captains go, you know what? This is right. Let's find this. Let's have a Gilligan's Island damn life. Let's enjoy ourselves. We got all the Malaysian shrimp we could ever want. And there's no kosher meals, and darn, there's a landing strip, and there's like nine other planes there of the same thing, people that just don't want to come back to their families and their jobs.
They're like, stop looking for us.
Bob Saget's hanging out with us. He'll be performing at Club Nokia this Friday. Definitely go see him. Get your tickets.
Oh, I also wanted to mention, I know you're going to plug me and everything, which I love more than anything, because
yeah.
I'm a plug ho.
You love being plugged. We heard it. We read it in the book.
I don't ever want to be unplugged.
Two and three.
My buddy Mike Young is the featuring act. He's the opening act, and he's very funny, and he just directed a movie with John Stamos.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Brian Callen and Michael Rapaport called My Man is a Loser. So I just wanted to give him a plug, but he's the opening comedian.
What do you say to like somebody who, obviously your buddy Mike's funny, but have you ever had coming up through the ranks and you're Bob Saget, so you're like, hey, you got a comedian friend who's like, yeah, maybe, you know, I could be on the bill with you or open for you, and you're like, oh.
You're not that funny.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like, you do where you go, I don't know what to say here.
Well, you want to help. I like helping people because I was really helped a lot by like Dangerfield and Richard Pryor, and people like helped me. Really, mm-hmm. It really did. And it's in my nature to be like that anyway, but when someone comes up to you and they have like one eye hanging out and they go, you know, I'm really good. I can play with one of my testicles and I stretch on it and it pulls my eye back in. You know, I would too.
It's yeah, like a sign human, him up, man.
Person that flosses themselves with just a tendon through the eyeball and the nut.
Count
and
me
just
in.
Go back and it's kind of, and then they
you don't
to,
even
like,
need to come out at that point.
No,
I'm like, just let your opening act take.
There was
go
a
home.
Thing, the Montreal Comedy Festival one year, and you know, those Canadians seem like all quiet and friendly, mm-hmm. but they'll do comedy stuff sometimes that'll be way over the top. The guy was naked and he put a rocket in his butt and he was here I am a flaming hole and he would just jet across the stage with fire coming out of his butt. And
he traveled.
And now besides traveling, he did other festivals.
Enough about Dave Coulier.
David actually no he didn't have it. He played with his area but he didn't put things in it. But Dave was always ready to do hand puppets with his body. And still is. I was just with him in New York with Stamos promoting all that yogurt stuff. And mm-hmm. we went on Fallon and did a funny sketch before he left the air on that, before he became mm-hmm. a Tonight Show guy. And Dave he'll just be naked. He'll turn around and he'll just be naked. And he's doing it because I'm supposed to be the guy with the dirty sense of humor.
Right.
And he's the clean one. And Dave is just like, he's just got a... He makes a turtle shell out of himself. You know, he pulls part of himself over himself.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Dave, stop it. And he goes, no, I'm not.
Cut it out.
No, I'm not.
He's shaved for biking. He's ready to go.
I've got to go see his show now, too.
He's got woodchuck. He's got that thing, whatever that was.
Bob, have you noticed the blonde back here in the shadows? Has been
yes,
smiling
she greeted me as I came in. Very lovely person.
Smiling from ear to ear, I suppose, since the moment she laid eyes on you, because she is probably one of the biggest fans of Full House.
She's a Full House baby.
Lived. You brought the box set in, right? You own the complete box set. She doesn't want to be one of those people that ask you to sign stuff, so I thought,
I would be honored. And the box set, it's amazing.
That is awesome packaging.
It is a cool thing. I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I don't own one, because if I did, something would be wrong with me.
Well.
I wouldn't even allow it to be run in the house. I walked into my daughter's room years ago, like 20 years ago, and I said, what are you watching? It was me in a dinosaur costume. It was supposed to be like Barney or something. I mm-hmm. said, you turn this off. Said, that for me was like her watching porn. She can't be watching that.
So this is Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy, yeah.
Make sure he spells it right.
So it's M-M-A-L. I'm really stupid.
Yeah. S-A-M-M-I.
Okay. And don't open the front door. Well, that's what I'm going to write. No. It's Mr. Tanner. He wanted to know if he could come in, Mom. No, don't let him in. Cool.
Get in the picture. And there's people taking pictures, Sammy. Get closer.
Yeah,
and good. If you could, yeah,
hold up your box. I can't. That's terrible. I didn't say that. She's in. Probably spoken for.
Because she's such a huge fan. Could you give her like one of those Danny Tanner life lessons,
like a morality play?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
any music. Do you
sit close
music?
So we can
put
sit
your,
close.
Put your
Sammy.
Headphones just on so you can get in the mood.
I should have my headphones.
Take a step or sit up on the desk or something like that. He's going to give you.
That's good.
There you go.
All right. Well, it looks like you're. You've been through a lot in your life. You're not a little kid anymore, and you have a cologne that you wear. I can smell it from here. I'm sure it's his cologne, the one that he likes you to wear. And I just want you to be safe. Don't do anything dangerous. Don't take anything that's not prescription, that you don't know where you got it. Don't stay up for 3 or 4 days straight to clean your closet. If you get a sore, you know, like on your side of your face, and you don't know what it is, first... accuse your boyfriend of having been out somewhere and done something wrong, and then get on a Z-Pack. Get on a 4-day Z-Pack and take that damn thing for 4 days. And take yogurt. Take yogurt throughout it, because you can get an infection, a womanly infection. So yogurt can help the problem if you get the yeasty boys. And just be well and talk to each other. You and your guy, communicate. If he ever does anything untruthful to you, get video on it. Ruin him completely, so he's left with nothing. and tell his other family, you know, I didn't even know you existed. Like they're doing all those movies. Like, I never knew you existed until now. And get a lot of sleep and drink a lot of fluids, a lot, like 4 to 5 gallons of fluid a day, and then pee for about 7-8 hours a night. And then always, always, no matter how old you are, every other day get a colonoscopy. Just do it because it's not usually as practiced in the female world, but I give them at my house. But, as a booth, some people sell lemonade, you know. I got my colonoscopy booth.
Oh.
But you take care and enjoy your box set. And if anything gets on that thing, you just smear that off. And happy birthday.
Bob Saget, ladies and gentlemen. Go see Bob Saget this Friday at Club Nokia. And be sure to go and pre-order his book on Amazon.com. Dirty Daddy, The Chronicles of a Family Man Turned Filthy Comedian. Thank you so much, Bob.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful.
Friend. We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.